You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
When was your pet not a very good boy? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Wolf. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, thank you.
Hola.
Hola. Okay, so I used to have a, believe it or not, a 30-pound Norwegian forest cat. His name was Captain Hook.
Hold on, a Norwegian forest cat? I got to look this up.
And you said it was 40 cats. 40
they're bigger
pounds
than Maine Coons.
Jeez, okay, Norwegian. I just put a Norwegian. It says forest cat. Oh, I recognize it. Yeah, that's a big cat. 30 pounds, man?
Yeah, that is a big Maine Coon.
He wore my hat, literally.
They're beautiful.
Yeah, very beautiful. He was gray, brown, black, white. I mean, he had like six different colors in him, I swear. But anyway, me and my girlfriend and her son, who I used to get high with all the time. This is like back in 2008 before weed was legal. And I used to get high with her son all the time. So she and I went away camping for a weekend, and we went in, him and I went in on an 8th before I took off. And he calls me on the cell phone after we were probably about 30 miles away and goes, "Dude, where's my half of the weed?" I was like, "Well, look in my office on the computer keyboard." He didn't find anything. He went looking around the whole area, didn't find anything. The next day, he found a chewed up bag on the couch next to my cat.
How's the cat doing?
He was stoned out of his mind. Yeah. My cat ate about a gram and a half of weed.
Jesus.
And he was stoned for like 3 days laying on the couch in the same spot, did not move.
Yeah, I was going to ask, man, did he seem somewhat content, however?
Well, when I got home, he had a smile on his face.
Okay. How long did the cat live? Because I'm looking at it now. It says they lived 14 to 16 years on average.
Actually, he lived about 18 years.
Damn. Let's see. It says they're good with cats, children, dogs, families, and seniors. Is this true?
I am. By the way, what you guys were talking about illegal animals?
Yeah.
Wolves with a permit.
You can't have a wolf with a permit.
From the Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife.
I will not be looking into that.
You have to have a bachelor's degree in wildlife biology.
Well, that's a little different.
Yeah. I feel
a
little better about it.
Start with that.
Sitting right behind me. I know I've got a wolf sitting right behind me right now.
How bad was the matting problem on that cat?
Not really bad. I've had a couple of Maine Coons, and the Norwegian forest cats groom themselves much better.
Okay. So what is it about big cats that you like? Are you just like big domestic cats?
I'm 6 foot two, 250 pounds. I like big animals.
All right, so like if someone comes over and you say, I have a cat, people are going to make fun of, oh, he's a cat guy. Now, when they see your cat, what's the reaction? Like, Jesus Christ, man.
Holy bleep.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to cuss.
Yeah. Well, like, I've seen big dudes walking small dogs, man. I know you said you're a big guy, and that tends to make you like big animals, but for the most part, it seems like the bigger the dude I see, the smaller the animal they have. Now, they all drive Chrysler 300s. Don't get me wrong. They all look like they're a bouncer someplace, but...
But they have a chihuahua.
I've seen some big dudes with small dogs.
Man. And, like, you want to make fun of them, but you're like, that guy can kill me. Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to say nothing.
When was your pet not a very good boy? 206-803-ROCK.
I just assume that walking it for somebody else.
I used to think that, but the more... I feel like there was a time where that was definitely true, because you can almost tell it's the vibe they give off and the look. Like, they make eye contact for 1 second, and in their eyes, it's like this level of shame. It's like being stuck holding your wife's purse or something.
Yeah.
Like, we understand the situation, but it's still just not a good look, right? Then you see the guys with the little dogs, and I mean, just the confidence that they're strolling with. I'm like, okay, that dog is that man's main man right there.
It's always funny, too, when it's a corgi. Because they just make you laugh. I don't know. Something about a corgi where you see it.
It's like, his legs, man. It's the way they walk. Because when you got those short legs.
They always look so happy, though.
But they also walk with like this determination just because their legs are tiny. But I'm like, it looks like a dog that's in charge.
I mean, they're not tall, but I don't know that I would think of them as small dogs.
Really?
Like, I mean, yeah. Now, granted, I dated a girl that had a 7-pound dog. But like, to me, those are tiny, tiny. You're just like, what is that?
What kind of dog did she have? Was it a chihuahua or something?
No, I take that back. Taryn used to have a dog that was like 7 pounds. Her dog was 13 pounds.
Still a small dog.
Yeah. Mm. A Papillon.
When was your pet not a very good boy? 206-803-ROCK.
I feel like Papillons, man, more than almost any other dog, always seem to have eye boogers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta be real careful with that. I mean, it's a beautiful little dog. It's made for French royalty.
And everyone I see, I'm just like, ew, man, don't rub your head on me. You got
By the way, when you get home tonight, check on the news. There was a circus in Butte, Montana.
I just read this,
Elephants loose walking downtown.
And what do you do to wrangle an elephant?
They're just walking by to try to figure out if they can get it to stop. He's just walking down the middle of the street.
I mean, I guess you call the zoo to trank it or something?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I mean, look, it's Butte, Montana. Somebody can help it. Somebody could take care of it. I worry.
I'm assuming
the people want it alive.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do you get out of your car?
That's the difference.
Do you get out of your car if there's an elephant walking down the street?
I do. This elephant looks reasonably docile.
I turn around.
Years ago, I saw a video. It was in Hawaii. I want to say Honolulu. Same thing. The elephant escaped from the circus, but this thing rolled out of there pissed, right? So the video clip they show, you got to see the big tent. Elephant comes charging out, and I always remember this guy, and even though I was maybe 12 years old when this happened, I thought he was stupid, because the elephant is charging out of this tent, and people are screaming, running away. And it's now running through a parking lot, and the only thing that separated the parking lot from the road was a chain-link fence. So it shows this guy, trying to be a good Samaritan, closes the chain-link fence and puts the padlock on it.
Right.
Well, this elephant makes contact with the fence on the other side about the same time that he locks it. Just you know, your average master lock and chain link fence, they don't stand up to it. And this dude, so when it busted through, the door swung open, and this guy's still connected to one of the doors. He shot off the door out of frame.
Wow.
Yeah, and they ended up having to put that thing down.
I mean, this elephant might be in trouble, though.
Why?
Well, I just watched him cross the street, not a crosswalk.
Ooh, they're going to get him for jaywalking. That's what they would do here.
What was your pet? Not a very good boy. 206-803-ROCK.
Now I'm reading they've already got him again.
Did it say what they did?
Now,
how do you wrangle an elephant?
Before it was captured, it reportedly took a poop on someone's lawn.
Did it?
That's great for the tomatoes.
That's the report I have. A circus elephant got loose earlier today in Butte, Montana, period. Before it was captured, comma, it took a poop. It reportedly took a poop on someone's lawn.
I think it was looking for that person. I was looking for you, Jeff.
That's Come on, man. Clean up after your dog.
That's a two-hander.
How many bags do you think you need to pick that up?
You need a large kitchen tall garbage
bag. Well, it must be true. It's the next story I just looked at. A circus elephant got loose in Butte, Montana. Before it was caught, it took a poop on someone's lawn. Why do we keep adding that?
That's great.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom.
Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is, Taryn Daly. Steve Meigs from the Daily Meigs Morning Show.
Hi.
Doing a little late afternoon duty today.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, somebody does.
Other than children, yeah.
This is your way of getting out of having to hang with your children, isn't that right?
It's either this or be home.
Okay, I was going to say, this is...
Uh-oh, fire alarm.
Fire alarm going on.
No, no, no.
No.
No! I'm not doing this.
I'm not going down.
And I'm going to tell you why.
I will stand
firm. There's nobody in this building.
They did it earlier today. It was a fire drill. Yeah. All right? They did it this morning at like 10:35 is what the guy said. So we went out and smoked a cigarette, went to the store. Sorry, I just don't participate. Now they're trying to scrap again all these hours. No!
Wait, do you smell smoke? This actually happened one time, and it was not a drill.
There was an actual fire.
So we were on the air.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
So we were on the air. And then this starts going off, but it doesn't say that this is a drill.
And we don't know.
But they
so we're watching people through the glass.
Yeah.
They're kind of leaving, but they're shrugging like, look, we don't know if it's a drill or not.
Yeah.
And finally, our boy Marshawn, I want to say he was the last one out, and he's kind of like mouthing like, I think there might actually be a fire, but I don't know.
So I believe there was a fire above us.
Yeah.
Like in one of the offices.
Now you guys are giving me anxiety. What if there's an actual fire right now?
We were on the air. We did not know what to do.
I mean, I said I
was going to leave.
Yeah.
I was like, it's a real fire.
Let's just go. But this, we know, is just another stupid test.
How many drills do we need for a building with nobody here? The point of a fire drill is that people might die. Well, no one's here.
Look, I said I didn't want to be away from my family for just one afternoon
did you
with
pull
you guys.
This?
I didn't know we were going to just die from a fire.
She's going to perish.
Oh, Frankie's
coming. Okay. We got stuff to do, man.
She's got a fire jacket on. What's going on?
Uh-oh. Jesus. She'll take care of it.
She has a fire jacket
she
on.
She will take
oh
care
my
of
God.
It.
What is
don't
going on here? I have a fire helmet she can wear in the office.
She just gave us the shrug. She doesn't even know.
Is she in the Village People or is she taking this seriously?
Is she mocking us or is she mad at us?
The fire drill.
Okay.
The hell was
well,
that?
Well, this is a fun way to start the segment.
Oh, now she's looking
we're gonna,
back.
Are we going to put a flame to one?
Well, we knew that
this
they
would
were
be the time to smoke.
Yeah, we knew that they were going to do this, but we did not, you know, anticipate it was going to be this time in the afternoon.
Because they said it's at 10:35
well,
in the
this
morning.
Morning.
And
so we
left.
Know that this is a drill. This cannot be true. All right. So
or now that the drill has been successfully done, okay. Someone actually lit a fire.
Oh, here we go. That's going to do it the whole segment.
On your floor. While building engineering, check this out. Proceed to the nearest stairwell and go down 4 floors and wait for further instructions.
I'm sorry, if there's a fire, I'm actually going down to the first floor and I'm getting the hell out of
no,
here.
No, is there a fire or are you just saying that?
Do you realize if you go down the steps, you cannot get out of the lobby?
Then what the hell are we doing?
Wait,
you
go down, where do the steps
you go down into the garage in some weird spot by a dumpster.
Now, there's somebody walking casually on their cell phone.
Oh, he's on fire. No, he's not. Oh, that's a woman. I can't see. Okay. Let's get. You've got to be kidding.
It's going to do it the whole time. Yeah. Actually, knowing it, it will do it the entire time till we're done.
Yes.
Go to commercial break. It'll shut off.
That's
the door thing.
Okay. Oh, man.
We'll try to talk through it, I guess. What else can we
just
do?
Just ignore the sound in the background.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah. Somebody driving right now thinks like a cop's behind them.
Oh, I know. I was wondering, like, somebody's listening to this chat, like, what is going on at KISW? Jesus. Okay, we know. Okay.
We're so hot.
We know.
We're so hot.
We're just good leaders. We don't want to go down with the ship. We're here.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Let the captain of the Titanic.
The rooms are technically soundproof. They might be fireproof.
We'll find out.
Yeah, exactly. All right, today on Sit and Spin.
Yeah, so when I go next door, you can hear me yell.
I say, these are far from soundproof.
We're going to practice fire drills. No, today on the program, you guys are having a little party on Saturday.
We sure are, our very first listener party.
And this is, what, 3 to 5 at Chuck E. Cheese in Tacoma?
Yes, we're going to be at Chuck E. Cheese.
It. Do you know how jealous I am about this?
You're more than welcome to come hang out with us.
I know I am.
You should go, Miles.
I am actually going to be in Tacoma. I'm hoping I can be done by that time and I can get my ass over there.
Are you golfing?
Yeah, well, I'm golfing in the morning.
Perfect.
So then I figure I can come over to Chuck E. Cheese in the afternoon.
Have some pizza with us, have a beer.
Right, exactly.
Play some games.
You excited about the ball pit?
Oh, hell yeah.
Do you guys know, do they have Men's Room IPA on tap yet at the local Chuck E. Cheese?
Don't know, so just bring a sixer.
What are the rules? Now, do I have to grab a kid like from the mall or something and bring
Please
him?
Please don't.
How do you
we
do
don't
this?
We're not encouraging any kidnapping.
We're renting children while you're there.
We've heard so many rumors.
Because we talked about doing this for a while, and I would always look it up. It's like, I'm pretty sure we got to have kids with us.
I don't know. No one ever told us if we can or can't. We just said, can we have a party? And we're gonna. And she's like, "Well, you realize like, what we are." I'm like, "We're not gonna like have like a crazy raging party. Like, it's bring your kids, come hang out. It's a chance for people to actually hang out with us and not get a babysitter."
Are you bringing your kid?
I'm bringing Tatum.
Oh, really?
All right.
Yeah. You're bringing Barry.
I'm bringing Barry.
I worry our crowd would be a crazy party at Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay.
Miles is going to babysit both of our kids so that we can hang out with listeners.
Hey, I'll stop by. I mean, you know, if they want to get into some games and stuff, I mean, like racing games, whatever they're.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm all about that. Oh, you've got to be freaking kidding me.
Come on, guys.
Keep it going.
Jesus Christ.
It's 3 to 5 p.m. Saturday in Tacoma. Join us and Miles, apparently.
I'm definitely going to try to stop by on that one. Okay, so today. Oh, by the way, that is 420. So today, in honor of your party at Chuck E. Cheese, we have 10 songs about weed. 10,
number 10.
Everybody must get stoned.
Are you going to play this on Saturday? I mean, it is 420.
Now, the alarm actually works with this song.
Yeah!
It kind of does.
Kind of a circus feel.
This is the weirdest episode of Sit and Spin ever.
A party at Chuck E. Cheese on 420. Is this really what you guys came up with?
Yes.
Okay. I bet it sounds like this inside the Chuck E. Cheese.
You know it does.
Just absolute mayhem.
Chaos.
Sirens going off. Kids running around.
Hey, we have
people screaming.
And if you come, we've got the special loft up above. Apparently, there's like a big loft that overlooks the entire Chuck E. Cheese.
I'll give you $20 to jump into the ball pit from there.
Oh, my God.
If the window's open,
yeah, man,
I'll do it.
Awesome. That
10 songs awesome. About weed on Sit and Spin.
Number nine. And now I'm one toe over the lines with Jesus.
All right.
Oh, Taryn, you just fell into your own world over there, man.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know this song.
Oh, you don't know Brewer and Shipley?
Do
Brewer
you?
Brewer and Shipley. No, I just know this song.
Yeah.
Is this a one-hit wonder?
I believe was this so, yeah. a hit? I've never heard this before in my life.
That's because you were 2 years old. It was 1971.
Like a hit.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Our hit song.
10 songs about weed on Sit and Spin.
Eight, number eight.
All right, now we're going.
Yeah.
I
think
that
it's
is
one of
my favorite line.
Best quotes about weed.
So, I love you.
Love you.
Biting into a Big Mac.
I love you.
Like, who's ever said that after doing anything? You
know. I'm guessing this is early in his weed career.
I would guess so.
If you're singing I love you to weed, like, okay, you've not been smoking long, but good on you, brother.
He just discovered it, kind of like Aaron Rodgers with mushrooms. And all of a sudden, he just wants to tell everybody about it.
All right, can't shut up about it.
10 right. songs about
Enough,
weed.
Enough, Aaron. You tried acid.
Right.
Oh, that was the horn. I thought that was the siren again.
I guess this song was made famous when I was growing up by Musical Youth.
Yeah. Yes, that
which
would be was the, like the reggae version.
Which
yes.
was even more ironic because it was a bunch of kids singing about smoking
weed.
They were
children.
And they were like 5, 6 years old.
It's so weird.
And half of the time if you watch the video, all of them got spliffs in their hand.
Yeah. They're smoking weed and kids like, telling other kids so where to weird. Pass the joint.
It was like number one. It was a huge hit.
Man, they party different in Britain.
Yeah. Yeah. These are 10 man. Songs about weed.
Number six.
Takes me to paradise. Do you love me, Mary Jane?
Damn. I'm pretty sure the only time that Rick James smoked weed was to come down off the cocaine.
Cocaine okay, is a drug.
Right, it's a famous weed song, but he's famous for cocaine. Yes.
I know. I cover weed, too.
The 420 party with the Daily Mix Show is Saturday from 3 until 5 at the Chuck E. Cheese in Tacoma.
Five, number five.
But let me get to the point. Let's roll another joint. Turn the radio loud. I'm too alone.
I just love this song.
Like, it's not poetic, but it's so succinct.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, Wildflowers was a good album.
Yeah, and he's so specific about roll a joint. Yeah. Like, I would, you know, grew up Catholic, so you have, like, Friday night Catholic club or whatever. We would put this on all the time, because they told us once not to.
You guys are so edgy.
We were.
And then last, Dance with Mary Jane. That's another one.
That's a great one.
These are 10 songs about weed on Sit and Spin.
Number 4.
Oh, yeah. It still blows my mind that he sings about being all chill and high and he punched a woman on stage once.
Yeah.
I don't think it's working.
Yeah, man.
I hope it wasn't during the song.
That video is still one of the most epic videos I've ever witnessed in my entire life. Like, he didn't even bother to look without even missing a beat, just laid someone out.
10 songs about weed.
Number 3.
How high? So high that I can kiss the sky.
How sick?
So sick that you kiss my.
Nice edits there.
You can what?
Thank you.
What did he say, Mike? We'll never know.
Was it Redman or Method Man?
It was both.
That was Redman. I mean, it's both of them, but that was Redman that said the line. I mean, they made a career out of smoking weed. They had a movie called How High.
How High. Yeah. That's a great movie.
Yeah.
I mean,
relatively. Underrated movie.
Yes.
Yeah. They're going to sell a lot of pizza that day, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine how many? Well.
And Chuck E. Cheese, apparently, they have a new pizza formula that was developed sometime during, I think, the COVID
Pasquale's.
Years. Is that what it is?
They called it Pasquale's, and people would order it online, not knowing that they were buying Chuck E. Cheese's pizza. Yeah.
Okay.
Because people wouldn't have bought it online. Is the rat still a part of the deal, like the animatronic
stuff? No, but there's a mascot, and they promise that the mascot will hang out with us in the lounge.
Yeah.
And Miggs wants to wear the costume, but we have not been cleared for that yet.
How do you think the mascot feels about this? Like, just please, guys, do not make me
Ted,
do
you
this.
Guys should go as Bert and Ernie again, man. It's 420 at Chuck E. Cheese.
I'm just like, Steve, you can't be dressed as the rat. Your kid's going to be there. Don't worry.
Are Bert and Ernie allowed in Chuck E. Cheese? Is that cross? Like, could they go into Disney World? Would
I
that
feel
be okay?
Like mascots should like, allow other mascots.
If I'm dressed up as Bert or Ernie, can I walk into Disney World? Are we cool with that? I'm just saying.
I don't know, man.
Number 2. You can't be here. You Sesame Street characters.
What, like a motorcycle club?
What do you mean I can't be here?
No.
You're Sesame Street. Get out. What'd I do?
Did you guys, any of you, see Cypress Hill in concert?
No,
I have not.
And just the smoke cloud that hangs over the crowd the entire time. Oh, yeah.
First time I ever got stoned was with Cypress Hill.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
That's like starting the bar, like the bar's way up here.
I was at my college radio station. They're like, oh, go get some liners. You know, like, hey, this is Be Real from Cypress Hill, and you're listening to WPLT in Plattsburgh. So I go there. I'm waiting outside the tour bus. Waiting. Finally, open up. It's exactly what you'd expect from a Cypress Hill tour bus. There's just this cloud of smoke that comes out. Yeah. And B-Real's like, yeah, you want to come in and do it and play Sega Genesis with us? And I'm like, sure. And then I'm like, do you want to smoke some weed? And I'm like, I mean, how do I say no?
It's Cypress Hill.
How did you end up doing the rest of the day?
I got lost going home. Yeah. I was walking home and got lost.
I smoke 2 joints at night.
Before Sublime made this song popular.
All right, Phil, ask him the question with the Sublime song. It's always a bong hit at the beginning of the song.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I smoked 2 joints.
Not these guys.
Yeah. And we're like, dude, that's a bong.
Right, get it together.
That is not a joint, you posers. Yeah.
Saturday is 420, your first party at the Chuck E. Cheese in Tacoma from 3 until 5. Absolutely free. Stop by, play some games, bring the kids.
Yes.
Get some pizza.
It's going to be chaos. Can't wait.
Meet Chuck E. Cheese.
All the people.
You know
all
what his people. Middle name is?
I do.
Entertainment.
Entertainment.
All the good Ted.
Not get a fun fact past me.
That'll be a fun party. Okay, coming up, we will drink and toast for the shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
What did someone do to get banned, fired, or kicked out? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mark. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitolas.
Hola.
I am banned from City Walk and Universal Studios for life.
What did you do, man?
Well, it's one of those great 15-minute stories, but I'll give you the rundown real quick. Four of us drove from Michigan down there, stayed in a timeshare that one of our buddy's parents had, and we were all 21. The first night we partied for New Year's, and this was the day after New Year's, and we're drinking, hanging out. We go down to City Walk. It's at a certain time. It's all bars, and you have to be 21 up to be there.
City Walk Orlando, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just making sure.
Yeah.
I've never been there, but I don't remember City Walk.
I think that's what it's called. I mean, I was drinking going into it, but it's 21 and up, and me and one buddy took a tab and separated from the other two, and we were kind of bar hopping through the different, you know, they have like a karaoke, they got the Jimmy Buffett or whatever.
Of course.
And we're just chilling on our vibe, and we're walking into this one place. It's getting kind of late, and there's two guys kind of arguing and a bunch of cops around, and I make the comment, look at those idiots, you know, they're going to fight, and there's 10 cops standing around. Well, we go in this place. It's got a dance floor on one side, and the other side is the bartender's kind of closing up. It might seat like 25, 30 people. They got a TV on. We're watching a college football game and drinking 151 drinks.
That'll get it done. Get it done.
And this guy pokes his head in and starts talking to us about the football game going on. And we're like, it was Michigan State, and we're from Michigan. So we're like, well, we actually like this team. And I look over, and he's wearing all LSU gear. And Purdue just beat LSU in their bowl game. And he's like, F the Big Ten, you know, this and that. I'm like, whatever, man. So we have a couple more drinks, walk out of the bar, and we're heading home. And we get about 10, 15 steps out of the bar, and I hear the guy chirping again. And after a couple 151 drinks, it's like, all right, it's on. So I was like, what'd you say? You want to come say it to my face? She comes over, and we talk a little bit. I totally forgot about all the cops standing around. And I finally I end it, and I go, hey, man, are you going to hit me or what? And he does, and I hit him back. And the adrenaline's pumping, so I black out for a couple of seconds. And I come to, and cop shining his lights in my eye going, are you on drugs? I mean, I said no, but I was.
Well, I looked down and the answer is going to be no, whether you are or not. Yeah.
Oh, is that what you said earlier? You took a tab?
Yeah, a tab. Yeah.
I can't believe you got in a fight on LSD.
Well, the 151 took over at that point.
All right, I was like, that would be weird.
Yeah,
151 greater than acid.
Now we know.
Oh, alcohol will override any drug you're on.
Okay.
It did. And I looked down, and my pants are bleeding. My pants have blood on them. My nose hurts. And I'm like, God, he got me in the nose. And I go, officer, I didn't hit him. And I need a Kleenex or a paper towel for my nose. He laughs, hands me one. I wipe my nose. There's nothing on my nose. My knuckles are bleeding. I'm like, oh boy, I just told him I didn't hit him. So, end of the day, they ended up making me sign something that said, if you ever come back, you know, you'll get arrested for trespassing.
And you never stepped foot in Universal Studios. This is kind of like outside of that area, right?
Yeah, it's like a bunch of bar area. It's part of the park, but it's not the ride area.
Right. Not where the kids are.
Yeah, it's like downtown Disney. You don't need, you can just go to downtown Disney. You don't need like a ticket or anything. And they used to have something like City Walk. I can't remember the name of it, but same thing. It was like some Pleasure Island.
Pleasure Island, okay.
So it was like, you got wristbands. And it was like 18 to get on, 21 to drink. But same thing, it's all enclosed, but they have all different bars and nightclubs. There's a comedy club.
Exactly.
Right, so City Walk, I imagine, at Universal, is the same exact thing.
Let me ask you this, man. So you get banned from Universal Studios, which, impressive, by the way. Do you care? I mean, is this really going to affect your life in any way?
No, it's the greatest story. It's the story I tell all the time. Like, I live here now in Washington. I'll never go back.
Right. Hey, well, let me ask you this.
One of those funny things.
Did you ever find out what you did to this guy?
I had a teeth marks in both of my knuckles, so my buddy was there, and he got tackled by the cops and was pissed about me for that, for not doing anything. He said the dude swung on me, and then I hit him with the 1-2, and then we got separated and tackled by all the cops immediately.
Well, it sounds like you connected with one of the two, or both.
Both of them. Both of my knuckles are bleeding, so I got him with both of them.
I mean, that is kind of funny that it started with you being like, look at these two idiots getting in a fight in front of the cops. We start drinking 151 cocktails. I forget. I'm on acid. I get in a fight in front of the cops.
I'm one of these idiots. Having fun.
Right.
That happens to the best of them. Somebody here on the text line says, four of my five hockey buddies got banned from Disneyland for 5 years for hopping off the boats on a Pirates of the Caribbean ride to play with the treasure and mechanical characters.
Oh, wow.
That'll do it.
Wow.
I mean, if you're going to get booted, that's the way to do it, man.
Yeah.
Jump off the boat and start.
Yeah. No. What did someone do to get banned, fired, or kicked out? 206-803-ROCK.
Real quick, I will say, wasn't the last time I was in Disney World, so maybe it's 2000, whatever. I had been living in Seattle, right?
All
right. So again, we go to, I guess, like downtown, whatever. There used to be this ESPN's. There's very few bars that stay open after like 9 p.m.
Sure.
In the kingdom. Me and my cousins find one. We're all sitting there. We're getting hammered. And everybody that works at the park, who's a cast member, it says where they're from.
Okay.
So one bartender walks by, and his tag says Seattle. And I go, hey, man, two questions for you. I see you're from Seattle. And he goes, number one, there's no weed in Disney World. I go, all right, number two, what time's last call? And he's like, you got time for a few more drinks. But I mean, he just cut me off.
Right.
That tells me he's been asked that a lot.
Last time I almost got thrown out of something, obviously, it was just in January, the night before the national title. It's a bunch of people. We had already kind of got on the floor without the right thing for that John Party concert. And then it's a bunch of people from Seattle. Everybody's got a vape pen.
Right.
And the guy just walks over. He's like, you got to at least get into the crowd. And he's like, I'm not, and like my buddy, without even thinking. And he's like, no, seriously, I will throw you out if you do it again. Just walk forward.
Right. Please.
Right. We're like, oh, we're from Seattle. He's like, right, but you're in Texas.
Yeah. Much different, man.
Want more of the Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat.
and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Now, I'll tell you what. Head chef, sous chefs, radio host. Everybody gets a little tired in the afternoon sometimes. You might need a little energy boost. Mm-hmm. All right. So these are the top three things to eat when you need an energy boost. Now, obviously, these are going to be of the healthier variety as opposed to just, yeah. So first on the list of top three things to eat when you need an energy boost is the complex carbohydrate. Basically, wheat bread, oatmeal, brown rice, beans, potatoes. They break down more slowly than simple carbs, so the energy boost will last longer. Now, you might be like, well, that makes perfect sense. Sure. The issue is that generally we're grabbing simple carbs.
Right. Okay. Right? Would potato chips fall into the potatoes, or are they? Obviously, I know just having a regular old potato will be healthier, but from a boost.
No, because simple carb basically means sugar, right? So yeah. They're saying like white bread, candy, most breakfast cereals will spike your blood sugar, even if they give you a little burst of energy. So they're just saying, I think in an ideal world, if you need an energy boost, you eat a sweet potato, and that'll keep you rolling.
There you go.
But that's just the thing. But also, you know, a lot of things we do in life are just convenience things.
Of course.
So not everybody has potatoes sitting at your desk.
Or brown rice. You know, potatoes right. Sitting at your desk. Come on, man.
But I feel like it's pretty simple to find a candy or a bag of potato chips, yep. Right? But like most buildings will have a vending machine somewhere. And look, that's what vending machines basically are for, right? Is a little quick snack, but generally that's going to be full of just simple carbs and sugar.
Almonds is probably the best thing in that machine.
I'm going to introduce the vending machine of healthy treats. You can get brown rice. You can get a potato. You can get a sweet potato. All that stuff. And go out of business quickly.
Yeah. Let's see. Next on the list of top three things to eat when you need an energy boost, high-fiber foods, including fruits, vegetables, grains, and nuts. Miles, you just brought up almonds. That's a good call. They're especially helpful early in the day. Recent study found that 10% of us are getting it. Only 10%, less than 10% are getting enough fiber.
Okay. All
right. So, I mean, that's the other thing, too, when you talk about, like, eating an apple, right? Fruit is going to be like nature's candy, but when you eat the whole apple, the outside of it has the fiber in it, kind of counterbalances it.
Oh, right.
Like people that are watching carbs, right? You might see how many carbs are in something and then see how much fiber is in it. Then you can subtract that number and realize how many carbs you're actually eating.
You know what? It's not a bad call on that, too. Steve, I know you don't like vegetables. I take a Metamucil every night, and that kind of takes care of my fiber for the day.
Sure.
So it has my daily requirement of fiber. So I don't really have to worry about too many fruits and vegetables in my mind. I do eat them and like them. But they also have these scoops of vegetable powder that actually do not taste bad. And they've got them in all kinds of different flavors.
All right.
And you just stir it into one cup, man, and you have your whole day's worth of vegetables in one scoop as well.
Finally.
So, I mean, I'm just the way to cheat it.
Yeah.
You still get what you need, but you don't have to eat them.
Last on the list is the heart-healthy fats. So basically back to like nuts, seeds, avocados, and dark chocolate, your old nickname.
All right. Yes, indeed.
Dark chocolate.
Do you like dark chocolate?
I do. Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go.
Huge fan.
It is. I will say this. Be careful with dark chocolate, though. Never forget, it does have some caffeine.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
Every once in a while, man. Have you ever got like just the coffee flavored dark chocolate? That's pretty good, too. It's got coffee grounds in it.
If I buy dark chocolate, generally it involves almonds and some sea salt.
All right. Right. Sea salt.
Right.
Amazing.
Now, we know what we should be snacking on at night, but basically, new study found 60% of Americans regularly eat after 9 p.m., but that includes late people that eat dinner late.
Okay.
All right. In a new survey, 30% of themselves describe themselves as late-night snackers.
I'm right there.
Yeah, this one still throws me off. The bed is the preferred late night snacking location. 44% of us.
No, I do not eat
it. It also says, especially if you're young.
Every once in a while. Not very often.
Yeah, I just don't.
I'm with you. And I can be lazy and a big snacker, but I'm just like, I don't know. Something just feels wrong about eating in bed. Yeah. Again, less of a hotel and I've ordered room service.
Right.
Got that fancy
trend. Room service, I'll do that.
Let's see. The top reasons we snack at night include hunger, sometimes just bored.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say if you're, for me, if it's like, some, there's sometimes just like, we're just snacking because we're watching a TV show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys ever make popcorn anymore?
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while for me. I need to buy some microwave popcorn. Now that I got a new microwave.
I go to Costco all the time. They got that big-ass box of popcorn that I'm good to go for months.
Yeah, I came home to some popcorn last week.
Nice.
Like, what's the occasion? And basically, the occasion was, we have popcorn. Like, cool.
66% of us usually snack alone, so late-night snacking is mostly a solo activity.
I snack alone. Yeah, with nobody else.
That way I don't have to hear about it.
Yeah, right? I'm just saying, like, it's not hard to figure out, like...
What are you munching on in there?
Yeah, I mean, look, business. Most of us know you shouldn't be snacking at night.
Yep.
But also, I feel like most of us end up doing it from time to time.
Damn right.
Yeah, so this list is just being honest about it. 2/3 of us say they normally watch something while they eat. Most said TV. But other people said, man, I might just be watching YouTube or TikTok.
I'm usually watching my neighbors. Turn off the lights in my place so they can't see.
Have a snack.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you're very good about it and shut down all the screens and stuff in your house, you know, an hour or two before bed, I doubt you're going to open a bag of chips. But I don't know. You're watching a comedy show. It's 10:30, 11. Like, I'm not going to sleep for a while. Maybe just have a couple chips.
This week my snack I picked was a sleeve of, like, I don't know, rosemary crackers.
Okay.
Ooh, and yes. the port wine nut-covered cheese log.
Oh, look at you, Captain Fancy Pants. Man,
I know. It does. It's amazing. I get like 4 or 5 crackers.
You get a little cheese knife in there, too.
It's been a great snacking week for me.
Get some salami, too, man.
I have pepperoni. I can use that.
Attaboy.
Yep.
There you go. Let's see. Sweet stuff is more popular than salty. 80% of us said they usually reach for something sweet if they're snacking at night. 20% said salty snacks.
I'm 50-50 on that. Okay. If I could have both, I will. Little piece of chocolate, couple of potato chips.
Mm-hmm. Get the chocolate covered pretzels.
Yeah, Miles, you're probably right. Because I'm like, man, I've said chips already during the segment. I obviously enjoy some chips at night. Yeah. But you're right. You might finish it with, like, I don't know, something sweet.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, we know we shouldn't be snacking at night, but the top three favorite midnight snacks
is ice cream one of them? That's one of mine.
Ice cream?
Okay. Cereal?
I'll just go chips like you're doing.
All right, so it's ice cream, chips, and one more sweet thing.
One more sweet. Is it just general candy?
Chocolate?
Nope.
No. Not candy, not chocolate.
Something most people just have at home.
Yeah, you could buy them. You could make them at home.
Cookies?
Cookies.
That's
the top three favorite midnight snacks are cookies, ice cream, and chips. I don't know. That could be one of those things, too. Like, if you're obviously having a snack at midnight, you probably know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You so might. It's like, screw it. I'm having ice cream.
Exactly. You're being naughty anyway, so let's go full-fledged.
Well, my problem is this. I'll have a really nice, healthy dinner. I'll have a salad and a piece of fish or whatever.
Yeah.
9 o'clock, I'm like, I can eat whatever snack I want.
Damn right.
On a healthy dinner. And just blow the whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, trust me. I'm with you. You're like, I don't know what's going on. It's like, well, just we got to stay out of that cabinet.
It's like the 9 p.m. It's like the trap of the small Reese cups. Like, oh, I can have 4.
Yep.
5. Thank you, Jeff.
They're minis, though.
Exactly.
Be careful. Chips Ahoy sells a bag of mini Chips Ahoy. Same trap.
Is it?
Not that I know.
Okay. Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Connect with The Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Not a bad big dummy. 206-803-RUN.
Hello, Morgan. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Sounds like the pressure's on.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Morgan, sober, not sober.
Sobriety is eluding me.
Hey, what are you doing over there, Morgan? Drinking a Men's Room IPA?
Man, I wish.
What are you drinking?
Mariners game last Space Dust.
Oh, Space Dust. Okay, very good.
But I asked two workers at the Mariners game, where can I find the Men's Room IPA? And they both pointed right behind me at the bathroom.
Section 243, club level, third base bar, and section 319 at the Good Hops beer stand.
I've written it down since I've heard it.
Okay.
Nice. All right. Excellent all right. work, sir.
Nice work.
All right, Morgan, you're a band for life. What are you taking? Restaurants and bars, your hometown family events, Amazon, Costco, or takeout and delivery?
Amazon, Costco.
Amazon, okay. Costco it is. Hey, and not to sound too big time, but, you know, I check my mail every once in a while. And,
that is big time.
And this week, one of my favorite things to get is the Safeway Albertsons sale flyer.
And that's when AARP knows to target you.
And I open that bad boy up, and what do I see? But the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing, on sale now at Albertsons and Safeway locations.
Yeah. Nice.
In the greater Seattle area. And they have it on sale. I want to say it's $10.99.
It is. It was $10.99.
$10.99, and that's a good deal. So, Morgan, if you're going to go buy some, go to Safeway.
They don't have it in Edmonds. I've been looking for weeks.
Those sons of bitches.
They do have it in Edmonds. You want to go to that hardware store.
IGA, I went there, and it was gone.
Okay, go to Edmonds Hero Ace Hardware and Grocer.
That's a lovely store.
Yeah.
There you go.
They've got it.
Well, they have our lovely beer. All right, Morgan, here is your question. What is the name of the ship that rescued Titanic passengers hours after the Titanic sank?
Crusader.
You're close. Carpathia.
The Carpathia.
Carpathia.
Carpathia. Mike Tyson nailed that the first time.
Carpathia.
He's one of those guys. I almost hope he gets alopecia, just so he has to say it.
Yeah, and the doctor told me I have alopecia.
All right, your question.
You had caprivi? Caprivi?
And
there's a lot of Italian words he would struggle with.
I have psoriasis of the liver.
Yeah.
All right, the question. How many countries are in the European Union? 12, 15, 23, or 27? There are 27, and I would tell you them, but I don't know them. I know there's, what, France, Spain, Italy, Germany, Spain.
Austria.
Okay.
Austria, Belgium, Bulgaria, Croatia, Cyprus, Czech Republic, Denmark, Estonia. Come on, give me all of them here. There they are. Where was I at here? Estonia, Finland, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Ireland, Italy, Latvia, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Malta, Netherlands, Poland, Portugal, Romania, Slovakia, Slovenia, Spain, and Sweden.
Ah, Sweden was the one I couldn't remember. Thank you, Mike.
Sweden?
Yeah, Sweden.
Oh, we're here.
All right, here is your word. Jesus, here's your question. What word in the English language is spelled incorrectly in every dictionary?
Incorrectly.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Because you're paying attention there.
Exactly. Is that a joke?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
because you spell the word incorrectly, technically you spelled incorrectly. So what word is spelled incorrectly every time it's in the dictionary?
All right. All
the word incorrectly.
Big dummy!
Hello, Albert. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Albert, sober or not sober?
Not sober.
What are you doing over there, Albert?
A pitcher of Long Island iced tea.
Oh, my God, nice, dude. A pitcher. Wow.
Well, I hope you have nowhere to go. Albert?
No, I'm at home.
All right.
But can I give a shout-out to Miles, D. Tedrick Smith, and Mike Hawk?
Never heard of him.
That's cool of you to do.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Albert. You're banned for life. Are you banned from restaurants and bars?
Wait, short, bro.
Your hometown family events? Amazon, Costco, or takeout delivery?
Can you repeat that again?
Sure. You're banned for life. Are you going to pick restaurants and bars, your hometown and family events, Amazon and Costco, or takeout or delivery?
Probably Amazon and Costco.
All right.
All right, Albert. Here is your question. The character Dracula was inspired by what historical figure?
Oh, Dracula.
Dracula.
Good. Oh.
I believe he runs a country right now.
I'm here to suck your blood. Yeah, he does.
I don't know, but he was from Transylvania, right? I don't know, past.
Vlad the Impaler.
Yep, Vlad the Impaler. Not to be confused with Vlad the Impala. A very fast animal. Oh, yeah. If I had an Impala, I'd name it Vlad. That's all. Just to have Vlad the Impala.
I beat the statistic. I'm not one and done.
Legend among the lion community.
Yes.
Vlad the Impala.
Never catch that guy.
You can't get him, dude.
All right, your question. Who was the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
That's the reason Chevy made the car.
Mm-hmm.
What was the question again?
Who was the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Okay.
Oh, my God. You guys are giving me the hard ones today.
I'm trying to think of a clue that I can give you. Whether you like her music or not, everyone seemed to respect her.
Well, the only woman I know is Joan Jett. I'm pretty sure it's not her.
I was going to say Tina Turner or Aretha Franklin, but you gave it away.
Aretha Franklin.
Yeah. Oh, respect.
Yeah, everyone respects her, yeah. Question three. Question number three for you. Who painted the ceiling at the Sistine Chapel?
Oh, my God. Can you give me a hint?
He's a Ninja Turtle.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, he's a Ninja Turtle, but I don't know which one.
Well, we narrowed it down to one of four.
It's one of the Archangels.
What color was this Ninja Turtle?
Did he have the red?
No.
Orange, I think.
By the way, Archangels, very underrated band. You should check them out.
All right, I'm just going to take a chance. Is it Michelangelo?
Damn! There you go, Albert.
I like that. I was picking up what I was putting down. The Ninja Turtle is what gave it away. Oh, the orange one's Michelangelo.
It's also a delicious beer.
Michelangelo.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803
right. Michelangelo likes our ultras, Mike.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Part of it made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve of Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and while this has been covered in detail, I still believe that today we should toast the Columbia Broadcasting System, a.k.a. CBS. Now, before we get to the story, let's go back to November 17th, 1968. Football fans across the country, including my father, and he talks about this ad nauseum, he was watching the New York Jets take on the Oakland Raiders. The Jets are up by 3:65 seconds left in the game. NBC switched away from the game to its scheduled programming, the children's movie, Heidi. And TV viewers, they never actually saw the Raiders come from behind for the win. And again, to this day, my father is bitter about this. Cannot believe such a stupid decision. But believe it or not, that moment, that led to the NFL's Heidi rule. Now, that's a clause that the league added to their TV contracts that guarantees all games will be broadcast in their entirety in the home markets. So the Seahawks, it's an overtime game, 60 minutes it's supposed to come on, whatever, doesn't matter. You will see the completion of the game as a direct result of that, all right? So that's the NFL and NBC. CBS, today's honoree, they didn't get that memo all those years ago. So this past Sunday night, CBS nationally broadcast Billy Joel's 100th concert from Madison Square Garden in New York. Well, if you were watching the performance in the Eastern or Central time zone, in other words, if you live where over 76% of the population lives, yeah, you missed the final 2 minutes of Joel's encore performance of course, The Piano Man. Yeah, CBS actually cut out 2 minutes early to get to the local news. We'll just say there was some serious backlash, and CBS will now rerun the concert this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
They cut out 2 minutes early. It's freaking Piano Man. And even though the concert had been edited, it would be the last song that you would have seen.
Yeah, the one you wait for when you go to a concert.
Right. And they cut out. In fact, one of the newscasters in Ohio, apparently a lot of the local news, they did not expect CBS to cut out, so they weren't entirely prepared. So basically, they hear the intro to the local news, cameras on, and one guy in Ohio said, "Those of you watching the Billy Joel concert, I want to apologize that you're now looking at my face."
Because we were watching it, too.
We were watching it freaking, too. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told. With my and Thrill.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Not a bad big dummy. 206-803-RUN. Hello,
dummy.
Morgan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Sounds like the pressure's on.
Hola. Yeah, it is. Yeah, Morgan, sober, not sober.
Sobriety is eluding me.
Hey, what are you doing over there, Morgan? Drinking a Men's Room IPA?
Man, I wish.
What are you drinking?
Mariners game last Space Dust.
Oh, Space Dust. Okay, very good.
But I asked two workers at the Mariners game, where can I find the Men's Room IPA? And they both pointed right behind me at the bathroom.
Section 243, club level, third base bar, and section 319 at the Good Hops beer stand.
I've written it down since I've heard it.
Okay.
Nice.
All right, excellent work, sir.
Nice work.
All right, Morgan, you're a band for life. What are you taking, restaurants and bars, your hometown family events, Amazon, Costco, or takeout and delivery?
Amazon, Costco,
it is. Hey, and not to sound too big time, but, you know, I check my mail every once in a while. And,
that is big time.
And this week, one of my favorite things to get is the Safeway Albertsons sale flyer.
And that's when AARP knows to target you.
And I open that bad boy up, and what do I see? But the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing, on sale now at Albertsons and Safeway locations.
Nice.
In the greater Seattle area. And they have it on sale. I want to say it's $10.99.
It is. It's $10.99.
$10.99. And that's a good deal. So, Morgan, if you're going to go buy some, go to Safeway.
They don't have it in Edmonds. I've been looking for weeks.
Those sons of bitches.
They do have it in Edmonds. You want to go to that hardware store.
IGA, I went there and it was gone.
Okay, go to Edmonds Hero Ace Hardware and Grocer.
That's a lovely store.
Yeah.
There you go.
They've got it.
Well, they have our lovely beer. All right, Morgan, here is your question. What is the name of the ship that rescued Titanic passengers hours after the Titanic sank?
Hmm. Crusader.
You're close. Carpathia.
The Carpathia.
Carpathia.
Carpathia. Mike Tyson nailed that the first time.
Carpathia.
He's one of those guys. I almost hope he gets alopecia just so he has to say it.
Yeah, and the doctor told me I have alopecia.
All right, your question.
Caprivi? Pisi?
There's a lot of Italian words he would struggle with.
I have psoriasis of the liver. All right, the question. How many countries are in the European Union? 12, 15, 23, or 27? There are 27, and I would tell you them, but I don't know them. I know there's what, France, Spain, Italy, Germany, Spain.
Austria.
Okay.
Austria, Belgium, Bulgaria, Croatia, Cyprus, Czech Republic, Denmark, Estonia. Come on, give me all of them here. There they are. Where was I at here? Estonia, Finland, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Ireland, Italy, Latvia, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Malta, Netherlands, Poland, Portugal, Romania, Slovakia, Slovenia, Spain, and Sweden.
Ah, Sweden was the one I couldn't remember. Thank you, Mike.
Sweden?
Yeah, Sweden.
Oh, we're here.
All right, here is your word. Jesus, here's your question. What word in the English language is spelled incorrectly in every dictionary?
Incorrectly.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Because you're paying attention to that.
Exactly. Is that a joke?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well.
Because you spell the word incorrectly, technically you spelled incorrectly. So what word is spelled incorrectly every time it's in the dictionary?
All right.
Word incorrectly.
Big dummy!
Hello, Albert. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Albert, sober or not sober?
Not sober.
What are you doing over there, Albert?
A pitcher of Long Island iced tea.
Oh my God,
nice
dude! A pitcher.
Work.
Wow.
Well, I hope you have nowhere to go, Albert.
No, I'm at home.
All right.
But can I give a shout out to Miles, D. Tedrick Smith, and Mike Hawks?
Never heard of them.
That's cool of you to do.
Yeah. All right, Albert. You're banned for life. Are you banned from restaurants and bars?
Great white shark, bro.
Your hometown family events. Amazon, Costco, or takeout delivery.
Can you repeat that again?
Sure. You're banned for life. Are you going to pick restaurants and bars, your hometown and family events, Amazon and Costco, or takeout or delivery?
Probably Amazon and Costco.
All right.
All right, Albert. Here is your question. The character Dracula was inspired by what historical figure?
Oh, Dracula.
Good evening.
I believe he runs a country right now.
I'm here to suck your blood. Yeah, he does.
I don't know, but he was from Transylvania, right? I don't know. Pass.
Vlad the Impaler.
Yep, Vlad the Impaler. Not to be confused with Vlad the Impala. A very fast animal. Oh, yeah. If I had an Impala, I'd name it Vlad. That's all. Just to have Vlad the Impala.
I beat the statistic. I'm not one and done.
Legend among the lion community.
Yes.
Vlad the Impala.
Never catch that guy.
You can't get him, dude.
All right, your question. Who was the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
That's the reason Chevy made the car.
Mm-hmm.
What was the question again?
Who was the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Okay.
Oh, my God. You guys are giving me the hard ones today.
I'm trying to think of a clue that I can give you. Whether you like her music or not, everyone seemed to respect her.
Well, the only woman I know is Joan Jett. I'm pretty sure it's not her.
I was going to say Tina Turner or Aretha Franklin, but you gave it away.
Aretha Franklin.
Yeah. Oh, respect.
Yeah, everyone respects her, yeah.
Question three.
Question number three for you. Who painted the ceiling at the Sistine Chapel?
Oh, my God. Can you give me a hint?
He's a Ninja Turtle.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, he's a Ninja Turtle, but I don't know which one.
Well, we narrowed it down to one of four.
It's one of the Archangels.
What color was this Ninja Turtle?
Did he have the red?
No. That
orange,
was,
I think.
By the way, Archangels, very underrated band. You should check them out.
I'm just going to take a chance. Is it Michelangelo?
Bam! There you go, Albert.
I like that.
Picking up what I was putting down.
The Ninja Turtle is what gave it away. Oh, the orange one's Michelangelo.
It's also a delicious beer.
Michelangelo?
Michelangelo.
Yeah. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803.
And Michelangelo lights our ultras, Mike.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Part of it made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Athrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And while this has been covered in detail, I still believe that today we should toast the Columbia Broadcasting System, a.k.a. CBS. Now, before we get to the story, let's go back to November 17th, 1968. Football fans across the country, including my father, and he talks about this ad nauseum, he was watching the New York Jets take on the Oakland Raiders. The Jets are up by 3:65 seconds left in the game. NBC switched away from the game to its scheduled programming, the children's movie, Heidi. And TV viewers, they never actually saw the Raiders come from behind for the win. And again, to this day, my father is bitter about this. Cannot believe such a stupid decision. But believe it or not, that moment, that led to the NFL's Heidi rule. Now, that's a clause that the league added to their TV contracts that guarantees all games will be broadcast in their entirety in the home markets. So the Seahawks, it's an overtime game, 60 minutes it's supposed to come on, whatever, doesn't matter. You will see the completion of the game as a direct result of that, all right? So that's the NFL and NBC. CBS, today's honoree, they didn't get that memo all those years ago. So this past Sunday night, CBS nationally broadcast Billy Joel's 100th concert from Madison Square Garden in New York. Well, if you were watching the performance in the Eastern or Central time zone, in other words, if you live where over 76% of the population lives, yeah, you missed the final 2 minutes of Joel's encore performance of course, The Piano Man. Yeah, CBS actually cut out 2 minutes early to get to the local news. We'll just say there was some serious backlash, and CBS will now rerun the concert this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
They cut out 2 minutes early. It's freaking Piano Man. And even though the concert had been edited, it would be the last song that you would have seen.
Yeah, the one you wait for when you go to a concert.
Right. And they cut out, in fact, one of the newscasters in Ohio. Apparently, a lot of the local news, they did not expect CBS to cut out, so they weren't entirely prepared. So basically, they hear the intro to the local news, cameras on, and one guy in Ohio said, those of you watching the Billy Joel concert, I want to apologize that you're now looking at my face.
Because we were watching it, too.
We were watching it freaking, too. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze, because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch, hola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told, with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.